Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Zambia Blog Talk Radio. This is Yareka Muhango on Voices of an Akazi, and I'm hosting from Los Angeles, California. Good morning, my co-host, Chipo. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Yareka. I am fantastic. How are you?
Very well, thank you. So today we are talking to our own Pastor Mwaka. They say charity begins at home. We need to find out more about what Pastor Mwaka is doing and all these events that she has planned, especially the one that's coming up on April 18th, I believe. She'll be talking to us about that. And also, we just want to learn who she is. So shortly, we'll be talking to Pastor Mwaka in Dallas. And so how are you doing? And can you maybe just share a little bit about our event, the one having this afternoon?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm excited about the event this afternoon. We're going to be talking about women and access to capital. So the theme of our event is Show Me the Money. And we're basically going to be talking about, the different forms of financing and then just different things that we need to be aware of as women when it comes to looking for capital. So we're going to have quite a bit of information for the ladies who attend. And then we're also going to have some interactive activities as well, just to get the ladies' blood warmed up, as Yareka likes to do it. Get comfortable with being uncomfortable. So,
right.
Yeah, it's going to be a very exciting event, but really just talking about money, how to get it in terms of money for business, and what to look out for when it comes to financing a new business.
Right. So those who are in the Inland Empire, which is will be at close to the Ontario Airport, will be at the SG Center. They're hosting us today, and this is for the Amakazi Business Network Show Me the Money workshop. So we have these workshops once every quarter. So those who are interested in learning more about what we're doing, please get in touch with us, emailing info@anakazi.org. Again, it's info@anakazi.org. So before I invite our speaker, our guest today, I would like to just read a little bit about her background, and then she will share a little bit more about herself. So Prophetess Mwaka, I don't want to mess the name up, but the way I'll pronounce it in Zambia is Tua Sajrayesu is the president, CEO, and founder of Fresh Aroma International Ministries, a ministry birthed by the Holy Spirit with an apostolic and prophetic global mandate to release God's fragrance through the dynamic preaching of the Word of God and demonstration of the power of God in churches, cities, and nations. Fresh Aroma is anointed bring healing, restoration, and transformation to people from all walks of life. Fresh Aroma has been called and ordained by God to empower, edify, and equip the body of Christ with strategic tools for kingdom advancement and called to win souls for the kingdom. So I would like to welcome Pastor Mwaka to our show. Good morning, Pastor Mwaka.
Good morning, Miss Yareka and Miss Chipo. Thank you so much for this privilege. What an honor and what an opportunity. A very good morning to the two of you.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're very excited to have you on our show. I've been calling into your show every so often on Tuesday, and I think on Tuesday, I didn't know the time had changed. So on Tuesday, I kept calling, and they kept telling me, oh, you don't have any shows in the next 24 hours.
I'm so sorry. Yes, we changed it to 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, which is your 6 p.m., because we get a lot of callers from the East Coast. Yeah, and when we're doing it at 10, it was 11
right.
in the East Coast, so it was a little bit late for them.
Right, so I was getting frustrated. I said, I want to listen today. But anyway, I clarified with Vanessa, and he says, no, they changed the date time to 6 p.m. So for those of you who have never listened to Solutions with Pastor Mwaka, please call in on Tuesdays. The same number, the Block Talk radio number, 347-237-4270, and listen in. So it's 6 p.m. Pacific time, which is 8 p.m. Mountain time. So it's very, very interesting topics. It's called Solutions, and they cover every area of your life, whatever you can think of, finance, relationships. It's a very, very inspiring show. So, Pastor Mwaka, once again, welcome to Voices of Anakazi. We're excited to have you on our show. And today we just want to learn more about you, and also I just want to also let you know what we do on Voices of Anakazi. We speak to African women or experts and leaders in different fields, and the goal also is just so that we can inspire other African women. We know there's so many women out there that are doing so much, but you don't get to hear about all the hard work that they're putting in whatever they're doing. So at the end of the day, we want someone to, you know, hear your story and get inspired to move in whatever direction that God has purposed them to do. So welcome once again to Voices of Anakazi.
Thank you so much, Eric. And I also really want to commend you and Chipo for the phenomenal, phenomenal, outstanding work you're doing, empowering and inspiring women. I mean, you know, because in the world, women are so downtrodden. You know, whenever there's a situation, you know, the world is so quick to blame women. So I too am very passionate like you about just, you know, bringing out their potential, letting them know that they can make it. So we really salute you just for reaching out, and not just to Zambian women, but, you know, African women, Caribbean women, women from all walks
right.
of life. So it is wonderful too what you are doing. And it's just great to partner with you. And I love what you said, charity begins at home. You know, many times when people see my surname, they assume I'm East African women. So they're like, well, Mwaka is Zambian, but then it was Yesu. So I am from Zambia, but I grew up in Kenya, and my husband is from Rwanda. So I tend to be around a lot of East Africans, but I'm very patriotic. I love my nation, and I'm proud to be Zambian, and trying to make my mark in our generation.
Well, we're very excited to actually learn more. And in fact, you know, I started connecting the name Fresh Aroma International Ministries to, you know, the message you're trying to preach. So tell us how you came about the name Fresh Aroma.
Well, we were pastoring in Boston at that time. And, I, you know, believe it or not, I was a very quiet pastor's wife. You know, I fully supported my husband. And at that time, I was working as a, because by education, I'm an attorney and a social worker. So I had my secular job. And, you know, I was not really in the forefront of ministry. But I remember we went through a very challenging time in ministry. And through that, you know, I just began, like, seeking the Lord, like, God, what's happening? You know, we've helped so many people. We're always there for people. But here we are in a crisis, and there's nobody there. But then the Lord spoke to me about birthing a ministry. And actually, it was the Lord who gave me the name Fresh Aroma. And I'm like, Lord, the last thing I want to do is to minister. I mean, I'm already a pastor's wife. My plate is already full. But basically, God was saying, you know, there are people in your situation, you know, who are broken, overwhelmed. You reach out to them. And so I was like, well, you know, it's really my husband who's called, and I just want to support him and be in the background. And then I also said, but Lord, and I'm broken and overwhelmed. What in heaven's name? I mean, what message do I have? But the Lord just was on me, you know, to say, can you go? Can you go for me? I will send you. And it's amazing that when I said, okay, Lord, I don't know what this is all about. I'm trying to give you my problems. You're telling me to help others with their problems. But when I said yes, the next day I got an invitation from, it's a state called Maine, right next to Massachusetts. And, you know, it's very Caucasian. And they said, you know, can you come? Our speaker couldn't show up and we thought of you. Can you come and do a weekend there? I thought, oh, wow. Okay, so I went, and I tell you, the meeting was an explosion. And you know, I'm very big on just encouraging, you know, the downtrodden. And just, and from that weekend, just, you know, encouraging them, letting them know no matter where you are at, that's not your destination. There's always a light at the end of the tunnel. Just basically encouraging, that just opened doors for just somebody else invited me, and then their friend invited me. And that's just basically how our Fresh Aroma Ministry began. That was 9 years ago. So basically everything we do, you know, whether it's the books I write or the CDs or conferences or ministering in churches or even, you know, empowering youth, it's just basically letting people know. Because sometimes when people go through challenges, they feel like they're stuck and that's it. But I've really found basically in my own life, that's always actually the beginning of great things. You know, that is not your destination, the valley you're in, the problem you're going through. There's always something greater and bigger at the end. So that's basically the essence of our Fresh Aroma Ministry.
That's amazing. That's really amazing. You know, on our network, on the Kazi Business Network, we talk about finding your purpose. And it's very difficult to explain that. And it's so evident here that you found your purpose. But at the same time, you're also acknowledging that it's not difficult sometimes to be obedient to your purpose.
Yes.
What can you share about someone finding their purpose? The way you're an attorney, and then you transition from being an attorney to being, a pastor. How did that work?
You know, I studied in London, and so when I finished, I was so excited about going back home to Zambia. And also because of living in many countries, I was like, okay, I'm really done with all this. I mean, thank God for all these places we've lived. But there was even Chongwe and Company who were waiting for me. But then my parents were like, no, you know, go to America. The British education is, you know, it's a bit conservative. And I really did not want to come here. But to cut a long story short, they insisted I come to the States to come do my master's. And at that time, my husband now, we had already met in Kenya, but we thought, okay, we'll never get together. We're from two different countries, and our paths are just not going to meet. But he happened to be in Boston, and my parents and me in Boston. So we got together again. To cut a long story short, we got married. Now, he was a pastor, and I'm still, like, really holding on to my legal career. I'm like, okay, you're the pastor, I'll support you. But, you know, my parents invested a lot of money. My whole family is excited, the first lawyer in the family. But, you know, I found as I was serving the Lord, I found my niche of just loving people, and they're encouraging. And, you know, many people have asked me, a whole attorney, and now you're a pastor. You know, you could be making all this money, but I'm telling you, when you find your purpose, I cannot describe the joy and the fulfillment. It's just, so I encourage everybody, whether your purpose is in business or building orphanages or helping widows or doing microfinance, it is the best thing you can do, because I wake up so energized. I love what I do. I love impacting people, you know, and especially hearing the testimonies. You know, you hear testimonies, oh, Pastor Marco, before you came to our church, I was so distraught, I was so discouraged, I wanted to give up. But after you shared, you know, I feel I found myself again. So testimonies like that make you know, wow, you know, I'm on the right path. And also, when you find your purpose, finances do come. Because, you know, even as we are preparing for this conference, really we've seen just provision coming, you know, doing a conference level. But in all the different places that I've ministered all over the USA, people are calling, what can we do to help? Oh, by the way, I've sent 1,000, you know. So when you touch people, the Lord really will touch them to bless you again. So it is not a loss for me. And I do use my legal degree, but for example, when we entered our church building, you know, I was reading, like, the fine lines, and, you know, the landlords, they want you to sign quickly. And I'm like, no, how about this? And what is this in little writing? And he's like, ma'am, by any chance, would you happen to be an attorney? I said, I sure am. You know, so I believe our education and our experience is never a loss. God just uses it. So I may not be, you know, in a court of law advocating for people, but I'm advocating in the courts of heaven. You know, I do advocate in other ways.
Right.
So it's very, very exciting to find your purpose.
Absolutely.
You know, it's interesting what you say about friends and family saying, hey, you could be a lawyer. What are you doing? I think especially for you know, Africans in the diaspora, you know, our parents have sent us over here to go to school. You know, there's this, like, a one-track mind. But sometimes, you know, just reminding them, I love that you say that you use your legal degree, one. Two, that the finances, if you were a lawyer and unhappy, the money probably wouldn't come. So the finances are being served.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's great to hear that that you had that experience.
Yeah. Mhm.
And I think sometimes we think we're happy with what we have until, you know, maybe you have another opportunity to do something different that you suddenly discover you're so passionate about. So yeah, and then I think sometimes also family helps us to get there.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not all the time they'll tell us, oh, just be a lawyer, but I think they'll also identify the areas where we show more strength.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we discussion over and over, and as we were doing developing an Akazi, me and her would spend 4 hours together on Skype. And then after
wow.
a while, she's like, no, I think you found your passion. This is your passion. And she kept going on about that. You found your purpose. You found your purpose. So you need that confirmation sometimes from friends or family or people who know you very well. So, you know, it's just amazing to see that this happened for you, Pastor Luca. And I can see all the passion that you have. So tell us now about your transition. You became, you started preaching. How was it in the beginning? And I'm saying this because, you know, to mentor other people, how was the transition for you?
You know, it's funny because even when I was going to law school, the extended family, you know, the uncles and aunts will be like, okay, sweetie, we know you're smart, but you're so shy. Who are you going to represent in court? And it's true, I was very shy, but I had always wanted to be like a solicitor. You know, in England, they divide the legal profession between being a barrister and being a solicitor. So the barristers go to court, they're the talkative ones, and the solicitors They're the legal advisors. So I said, no, don't worry. I will just sit in an office and give a legal advice. So now, when it comes to preaching, I never desired to be a preacher. I ended up with a pastor, and I said, you know, I'm just going to support him. You know, I'll just, you know, I'll be there for him. And I remember when we started our first church in Boston, he would always call me, say, okay, now my wife is going to greet the congregation or is going to read a scripture. And I would go home and say, honey, please do not call me. I'm not into the microphone. I'm not into speaking. You are the pastor. Let me focus on the admin because I love administration. I love things to be in order. So be okay, next Sunday he'll do it again. I'm like, why do you keep doing this? Because, you know, you have a gift in you. You have a gift of public speaking. And I said, no, I don't. You know, I'm shy. But, you know, after a while, he would do it until I said, you know what, let me, obviously he's seeing something that I don't have. So he encouraged me in that sense. And before I knew it, you know, the fear went away, the shyness went away, and it basically just, but I have to confront that fear because you can have people encouraging you, mentoring
right.
you, saying you can do it, but then now you have to believe in yourself. And
mm-hmm.
so that's what I had to do. I basically had to rise to the occasion because, you know, when you're speaking, sometimes people's faces, I mean, they're looking at you like you have three heads or you're speaking Chinese. So that used to really scare me. And I would just look above their heads. And, you know, before I knew it, I just got the courage and the boldness, and here I am today. But, you know, it took me taking the first step. You know, they say Rome was not built in a day. It was one brick at a time. So when I look at the progress, you know, over the last 9 years, I'm like, wow, this is surely the grace of God.
So did you work in Rwanda as well, or you've just been preaching here in the U.S.?
U.S., Europe, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, we do more
wow.
missions. We usually go every December because I don't know if you know, but the highest number of orphans in the world, they say, is in Rwanda because of the genocide. So we do like Christmas missions over there, like just have this big Christmas party for the orphans, bless them with toys and gifts. Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. Because I know Rwanda is making great progress, and I think the government there is very open to development coming to Rwanda.
Yes, and the president is very pro-women. I mean, he empowers women. They have
yes.
the highest number of women in parliament.
Uh-huh.
You know, he encourages
right.
women in business, you know. So, no, the women in Rwanda are very progressive. It's very refreshing to see.
Absolutely. So, I wanted to find out about the upcoming conference. I know you have great speakers coming to the conference, but I just wanted to know about it and so that our listeners out there who may be interested in attending the event know how to register and just the cost and everything else that's been planned.
Excellent. Yes, thank you so much, Eureka. Every spring, every April, we do this Fresh Aroma conference, and it's because the Fresh Aroma was birthed in the spring. You know, as I was sharing my story, the time when I was, you know, kind of seeking God, wondering what's happening, our lives are falling apart. So that's when Fresh Aroma was birthed in the spring. And so every year we do this conference, and it has grown. I mean, you know, I look at the pictures when we first started, maybe we're like just, you know, 50, 60. But last year when we did it, our whole church was packed. We had to actually put chairs in the parking lot. That's, you know, and so this is also why this time we've taken it to a hotel. But the Fresh Aroma Conference, you know, when people come in that corporate setting, there's something just very powerful. You know, there's that expectation. You know, everybody is focused on, you know, receiving that spiritual and nourishment, and by God's grace, you know, God has given us the opportunity to host Juanita Bynum, who I believe everybody knows. She's really made a tremendous impact in the world, so she's going to be our keynote speaker. The dates are April the 18th to the 21st here in Dallas, Texas, at the Marriott Hotel in Las Colinas, and she will be ministering Thursday to Friday. And then we also have Pastor Sarah Morgan from California, who is also just a powerhouse. But more than that, one of the reasons I love Pastor Morgan, she's become an incredible friend of mine, as powerful she is. She's very loving, very motherly, very compassionate. And for me, it's not just great preaching, but character. She's such a woman of a great character, great integrity. And even with this conference, because she does mega conferences, but she's so, you know, willing. You know, there are people who are successful. They never want to share the keys of success. But Pastor Morgan, I mean, calls me every week, you know, sis, how are you doing? What do you need help with? So thank God for people like that. I can truly say she practices what she preaches. They have a great, great ministry in California. We also have Dr. Alan Bullock as one of the speakers. He's the vice president of Daystar Television and just a tremendous man of God. He will be ministering the Friday morning. We also have evangelist David Turner, who is out of Arizona. He will be doing the breakfast Saturday morning. We have a breakfast, and he's not only a healing evangelist. God's given him that grace for healing, and there have been many miracles in his ministry, but he's also a very successful businessman. Actually, he's a millionaire. So we're really reaching out to business people. Come and learn, you know, principles that will cause you to succeed in whatever business you have. And then Sunday morning, my husband will minister. And then Sunday night, I usually close out the conference. And then we have some great psalmists. The key psalmist will also be ministering, Brenda Ellis, who's from Bishop T.D. Jakes, is the Potter's House. We have Benita Atterbury. She's one of the Daystar singers. You may have seen her on television. We have John Jackson. I don't know if you ever watched the BET Sunday Best. Kirk Franklin, you know, did this, like, trying to find, you know, upcoming musicians. And, yes, he was one of the contestants. Mm. So we have just a great panel of people.
You have a powerhouse.
And I really believe,
You have a powerhouse.
yes. No, and this time it's different, because usually we have, you know, sometimes as Africans when we come here, we stick so much, you know, among ourselves. But I really believe there's a grace upon us as people from the continent. And for many years, whenever I go to American churches, they always say, wow, you know, you people from Africa, you have something that we can receive. You have so much faith, and you are fiery, you are passionate. And so that's why this time around I said, you know what, I'm going to have all American speakers just so that we can partner together, you know, because it's so easy just to stick among ourselves, just reach our own people. But I believe we are ambassadors here in America from Africa. We do have something to contribute to this nation, just like the Hispanics are making their contribution, the Asians, and I believe Africans spiritually, there's a great impartation we can give. Because, you know, inviting these caliber of speakers has brought in, of course, a lot of Americans are coming, you know. So I believe there's going to be some great connections made. Currently, the registration is, if it's a group of 10 or more, it is $60. If it's individual, $65. And you can go onto our conference website, which is www.fresharoma2013.com. Again, it's www.fresharoma2013.com. So the schedule is there, the bios of the speakers are there, the registration information is there, the hotel directions, everything, all that info is there.
So how many people are you expecting?
1,000.
1,000, oh. Wonderful.
Yes,
wow.
yes, 1,000. Mm-hmm.
So what is the entire conference, what is the theme for the conference, and what, you know, when if someone attends, and that's a great price, $65 for all of the days?
Yes, for all,
okay.
I mean, that's 2-day sessions and 4 nights. So that's a total of 6 sessions. And, of course, if you join on Sunday morning, actually 7.
Wow. No, that's great value. So what is the theme, and what do you think is going to be the biggest thing that someone can take away from the conference?
You know, the theme is manifestation of God's promises. Because, you know, all of us, you know, we have great dreams. You know, we have things we want to, we want to achieve. And this is the beauty. All these speakers have been where we've been. You know, they started with nothing, you know, just a great dream. And, you know, and the one thing I love about all of them, they're very open about where they've come from, the struggles, the challenges, and they're literally walking in the manifestation of those dreams, you know, the things that they desire to do. So definitely people will leave inspired and challenged and, you know, provoked to do something. Personally, I don't like to be stagnant. I don't like to be, you know, just in the same place. I like to move. You know, if I meet my school friends in a year, I should be on another level. You know, so that's what people will receive. And really, that's why we made it affordable, because many people are like, oh, my, normally Juanita Bynum, I've been to some of her meetings where the registration was $500, like for just 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, but we really wanted to make it affordable so that everybody can come. And I think 65 is very, very reasonable.
Mm. That's fantastic. Oh, man, if I was in Texas, I would be there.
The two of you next, I'm giving you 1 year in advance. Next year when we celebrate the 10th one, we need the Honorable Ambassadors of Voices of Anakazi to be there.
We'll definitely be there. We will definitely be there. I wish we had more planning, Chipo.
Yes, I know.
Chipo right now.
Yes, I know. You'll
he's
come.
The one,
you'll
he's
come.
The one who nudges me about events. She says, are we going to this one?
Really?
She noted.
So, yeah, this is amazing. And I was telling Chipo, and also I think Pastor Walker spoke about this, and, you know, just mentioned something, you know, more close to it, which is, you know, connecting to your God's promises. Sometimes we take little things for granted, but I just wanted to mention how I was so inspired by Juanita Bynum, and I was in Zambia, this is way back then, like 10 years ago. Inspired me so much, I said, oh, I'm going to name my first child Juanita, you know, and I think I spoke to you about that. So, because I had watched some of her, I'd watched her preaching on TV in Zambia. So even when you were saying that you should have more Americans on, you know, working with us in churches and everything, this is, Zambians relate so much to American preachers, actually. And in fact, a lot of times they'll say, oh, don't you know this preacher? You know, and I'll say, no. You know, but so they're already connected in that way. And this is why I was trying to say that I was already connected to Juanita Bynum in that way. So I'm very excited that she's going to be at your event, because for me, not personally, I've been inspired by her, and I'm sure she will inspire so many other women at your event.
Yeah. You know, and one thing I love about her, she's so real about her life and challenges. She's been through obstacles she's faced, but she's such a fighter and such a warrior. You know, and she's been through everything, abuse and divorce, you know, all the challenges that many women have been through. So people can relate to her, as powerful and as influential as she is. She's just also a real woman with real challenges, like all of us, you know. So really, she's such an inspiration to millions all over the world.
Absolutely. So I'm going to open the lines for other listeners to ask questions. So I'm going to go ahead to area code 816 and then digit 1245. Please go ahead and ask your question or make a comment.
Eureka, thank you so much for having me. And I just want to thank Pastor Martha for coming on the show. You are an awesome woman of God, and I'm just amazed at what you're doing.
Thank you.
To support you and pray for you and just spread the word out there for you.
Wow.
I have said so many things, I feel like commenting on all of them, but I will try to remember the exact one I had originally wanted to comment on. I liked the comment that you said when people would say, oh, wow, you are a lawyer and now you've decided to become a pastor. A lot of times people forget, in fact, more often, people forget that the careers that they have, as much as we spend, you know, those hours up studying, we didn't do it by our own effort. It was by God's effort. You know, the breath that we breathe to allow us to continue on is what God gave us. So we didn't do it by ourselves. So we are having called to do different things, but we should all glorify God with what we do. So that comment was very, very touching. And the fact that you are a lawyer, you have that background, I think you are able to, that's my opinion, but you can correct me there, that you're able to understand the Bible even more. So especially with the Old Testament, having a lot of law in it. So
yes.
It's quite amazing. Now, I just want to ask a question, or what are your thoughts on, I don't know. I'm trying to say something, but I don't want to sound like it's a man-made thing. It's something that you have to do. Let's say God calls you to be this great woman of God, which he's already done. But in the way you are growing with the mega preachers, you are around that level of preachers that you're on. Do you see yourself as a household name in the future? Of course, it's God, you know, in Jesus' name, God first. But do you see your ministry that heading that direction?
Wow, thank you so much for your comments. You know, I've had many prophecies concerning the same, and I believe that is the direction by the grace of God that we are heading. Because even to host somebody like Juanita Bynum, it is not easy to get these mega level preachers. But God has given us so much favor, and so you know, one thing I know, when your heart is pure and you are obedient. You know, even doing what I'm doing, I'm not doing it trying to create a name or. But I believe when, you know, just like David, he was busy with the sheep, but his heart, you know, God looks at the heart. But when you are faithful in little, the Lord will elevate you. And, you know, here is David. He never said, I want to be a king, you know. But God saw his faithfulness, his obedience, and the Lord elevated him. So I believe promotion comes from the Lord. You know, at the beginning of the year, there's an American lady who invited me, and she goes, you know, I'm inviting Bishop Tudor Bismarck, and we want you to be the opening speaker. I almost fell off my seat. I'm like, what? Tudor Bismarck? I mean, this is the apostle to the nations. What do you mean? She goes, oh, man, you are a dynamite yourself. And I'm like, wow. So sometimes people even see the future more than we do, you know. So people tell me that, but I want to remain grounded. I'm like, Lord, wherever you take me, you know, whether it's to all these major platforms, I want to remain humble. I want to remain obedient. And really my passion is just to see lives transformed to the glory of God. So as the Lord is increasing us and elevating us, you know, I'll never forget where I've come from, so I just want to remain grounded. And if it comes, praise God, you know. But I think I'm really passionate. If you see me preach, you know, people always say, wow, you know, whether you're preaching to 200 or to 20, it's the same. I'll never change the message, because you never know. The 20 could be one of the 20 could be the future president of America, of Zambia, you know. So faithfulness is it attracts promotion from the Lord. Well, I hope I've answered you,
yes,
my dear listener.
Yes, you have. Yareka, could I ask another question before you call on the next person? Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't get your name. Is
this Matilda? Yes, this is Matilda. I'm so sorry.
Okay.
This is Matilda.
Okay, go ahead.
My next question is, Well, it starts off as a comment, and then I'll ask a question. I find myself involved in ministries that are done by mostly Nigerians, okay? So
okay.
I even find myself, it's an intercessory group. It's called Jesus Women Prayer Ministry. So they are growing themselves. It has five different arms of the ministry concerning households. And then I'm also on prayer lines. Sometimes I lead those prayer lines. But are there a lot of Zambian prayer lines, or are there Zambian pastors who are doing some ministry similar to what our Nigerian brothers are doing, brothers and sisters?
I believe we also have a prayer line. No, of course, it has a lot of people, because me being married to an East African, I tend to attract a lot of, people from Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda, Tanzania. I know, like in Maryland, there's some pastors, a pastor friend of ours, Pastor Angela and Pastor Chongo. They have a great church there. I think there's even a Zambian Christian Fellowship. Here in Dallas, we have Pastor Nathan Nkama, who's a tremendous friend of mine. I know they have a great church, too. I believe their prayer line is once a week. I think Pastor Gladstone and Pastor Pauline Musonda. They work together with Pastor Nathan. Yeah, so we have our people doing some great things. And I'm sure there are more. Florida, California, I believe there are more.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. I just find myself always with the Nigerian ministries, and more Nigerians begin to ask me, are you Nigerian? No. So I bet people ask,
thank you,
Pudio or something. Thank you so much, Eureka. Pastor Mark, and all the best. God bless you.
God bless you. What state are you in?
Oh, sorry, she's muted.
She's gone. Okay, no problem.
Well, I think she's in Texas.
I'm in Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Missouri.
She's in Missouri.
Oh, in Missouri. Okay. We have a prayer line, Matilda. So if you go onto our website, it's right there. FreshAromaMinistry.org. The number is there. You can log on. It's Monday to Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. Central Standard Time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor Maka. We have another caller, area code 314, and the last four digits, 4601. Please go ahead and ask your question or make a comment.
Hello, my name is Chico from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Chico.
And I'm just, hi. I don't have a question. I just want to invite everybody for the conference. It's going to be awesome. Thank you for hosting Pastor Professor Smwaka on your show this morning. And I agree with all that she says. We're going to really have a wonderful, blessed, and powerful time. We've been preparing. We've been working so hard. So I know it's going to be worth it.
Oh, I can imagine. I think Chico and I are going to come for lessons very soon. Because we have our first anniversary coming up sometime in July. We'll be knocking at your door for help.
Most welcome.
Yeah. Eureka and Chico, Chico is my administrator, and I tell you, I would not make it without this girl. She is just phenomenal. She works so hard. I'm a workaholic, so conference time, I don't sleep, so I'll be texting at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. She answers. I mean, she's right on the money. She's been a tremendous blessing. So she's part
it's
of our the conference planning team, but also my administrator. And even when we do solutions every Tuesday, she's normally the facilitator doing all the technical things. So thank God for you, Chico. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I've noticed you and Chico really have a great team on solutions.
Yes.
Everything is well coordinated. She's backing you up, and it's amazing to see. So, Chico, we don't commend you enough, but we know how hard it is to be balancing the switchboard and guests and listeners. It's very difficult. So, you do a great job.
Thank you very much. I appreciate.
You're welcome. So I want to go over to Aroja. I hear he's a chosen frozen.
Yeah, that man from Texas. Yeah, one day we'll meet. We'll see.
He's all the way in Canada. Freezing.
No, one of these fun days we'll meet. Yeah, you know. Thank you, Erika, and thank you for hosting Pastor Marka. You know, Pastor Marka, I tell people how the internet, others are using it to build bombs, to destroy the world, and to do
mm-hmm.
all sorts of stuff. And I ask a question: why can't we use the same tool to glorify the name of Jesus Christ, to glorify God?
Yes.
And since you came to Zambia Block Talk Radio, I can tell
mm-hmm.
you this one little secret which I do. I do this fantastic program. I promote it every angle I can promote it, and it's posted
wow.
there. And I have so many hits coming. And then comes Pastor Marka on Tuesday. She does what she does. Then I start looking at the numbers. Before I know it, Pastor Marka has blessed so many people. I just go, okay, praise the Lord. You've been a blessing, in short. You've really been a blessing.
Thank you, Roger.
People you are reaching, I think, every week on this podcast. It's a combined effort. I want to agree to that, but really, I think the ministry has been an encouragement to the team and to the organization. We are really very, very grateful.
Oh, thank you, Roger. I'm so glad to be part of this wonderful family. I really believe in teamwork. I think, you know, and this is why when Pastor Nathan gave me this opportunity, I love to work with others. I believe we can enhance one another rather than doing, you know, a little one-man kind of thing. So I've also been blessed being part of the Zambia Block Talk Radio, and you all are just doing a commendable job. And, you know, you've exposed me too, because, you know, I could have my own Block Talk Radio, but then it would probably be the same people. But, you know, being on Zambia Block Talk Radio kind of opens up a different arena. So I'm very, very grateful for that exposure. And boy, the power of media is absolutely incredible.
It is.
And you know, Yareka, you had, when you started off, you were saying, when we started off Solutions, we were going to talk about everything, you know, finance and business, career. Mm-hmm. We started off with relationship, oh my goodness, and 7 months
right.
later, we are still there. So we realize that it's really a topic that affects everybody, whether you have a PhD, GED, everybody
mm-hmm.
wants to be loved and valued, and everybody wants to have a solid home. So we decided just to focus on relationships and family and, you know, love just from a biblical perspective, and the response has been just absolutely amazing, you know. And
yeah, because there's so many
people.
There's so many angles you can cover in a relationship, finance
yes.
and, you know, career. There's just too much. So,
yes.
I mean, I can imagine. And it also helps after you've done several shows, you get to see what the needs are and to focus
yes.
on those needs. Yeah. So, and this is
yes.
why on our show we focused on mentorship, networking, and just connecting women. So, speaking of mentorship, I know your mother was the ambassador to the Zambian ambassador to the U.S., and
yes.
I know obviously she's mentored you all her life, but, you know, outside of mother-daughter relationship, have you received any other form of mentorship from her? And, you know, being a diaspora child, you've grown up in Kenya and all these other countries, and then, you know, you end up here. How has this experience been with your mom?
Let me say, and I really do thank God for Mom. Definitely, she is my number one mentor. She was very, very strict, and I really do thank God for that, because it helped my sister and I to be very stable and very mm-hmm. solid. And, you know, even when she began to get all these big positions and you have servants in the house, we still had to do chores and clean and cook, and definitely our language. I mean, she's not like, you know, just because we don't live in Zambia doesn't mean you're going to be speaking English, no way. So, of course, she's Lozi. We speak Lozi fluently. My dad is from the Eastern Province, Chewa. We speak Chewa fluently. So
wow.
she really helped us to be grounded, you know, and really emphasized any blessing you have is from God. You know, as you know, she's very educated, comes from a very educated family, but still, you know, she always put it in us, look, it is just God's grace that you belong to the family you do. You could have been a beggar on the streets of India,
wow.
You know. Yes, so she never allowed us to get, you know, success or status or money get to our head, you know. So she definitely has been an incredible mentor. When we were in Boston now with my husband, we hosted many great men and women of God who we developed relationships with, and they too mentored me. I don't know if you've ever heard of a great prophet of God from Kenya, Evangelist Teresia Wairimu. I just love and respect that woman. One of the great things I saw in her was integrity in ministry. Because when I see some of these young preachers coming up today, I'm like, you know, please just sit down, really. You know, it's just all about the title and show and no substance. But this woman was just such a woman of her word, very powerful, very blessed, you know, had to, basically the nation of Kenya, when she speaks, you know, even presidents go to her, but just impeccable integrity when it comes to dealing with people, dealing with our finances. So people like her have been definitely great mentors in my life. When we were in Nairobi, just, you know, as teenagers, we went to Nairobi Pentecostal Church, and our pastor at that time was Pastor Dennis White from Barbados. And he too really, you know, instilled that godly character and just, you know, having the fruit of the Spirit. From Ghana, Archbishop Duncan Williams, I'm not sure if you know him, a very powerful man of prayer. So I've been blessed to have some incredible mentors. And as I mentioned, also Pastor Sarah Morgan, who's one of our speakers, she's really also become a great friend, big sister, and mentor in my life. I've learned so much about excellence in ministry. She's such a woman of excellence. I believe we need mentors. And I'm so glad, Yareka, you said this program is about mentoring, because even in the secular world, when you see all these great, when Magic Johnson, Kobe Bryant, they all had coaches, and coaches who were tough on them, you know. So we need mentors. You know, Warren Buffett is like a mentor, even though they are friends with Bill Gates, but I know Bill Gates really looks up to him. You know, Oprah Winfrey has Maya Angelou. So we all need... one of my great mentors was my late grandmother. She was just, oh my, I thank God for her. And I miss her so much. We were very, very close, and she was such a woman of wisdom. And from the time I was young, I've always loved older people. I tended to, my friends were always like 7, 8 years older than me. I really believe the elders have so much we can gain from. So when you are mentored well, you know, there's a solidness it develops in you. And this is what's so sad about this generation. They, you know, they feel they know and they don't want to be mentored. And you see so many the mistakes they make, carelessness, recklessness. But when you are well mentored, it really brings that stability and solidness in your character, which we need.
Absolutely. You know, the guidance, and sometimes we think we're doing the right thing, and then you discover you've been doing it wrong all along.
Exactly.
So it helps to have mentors and, you know, just people who've been through situations that they can tell you, you know, this direction you're heading is not the right direction.
Exactly.
So it's great that you could share your story with us. And I just wanted to go back to the event that you're having on April 19th, if you can share like once more where people can go and register.
Yes, wonderful. Again, thank you so much, Rebecca. It is the 9th annual Spring Prophetic Conference, April the 18th to the 21st, here in beautiful Dallas, Texas. Please do not miss. It is only $65 per person, or $60 for a group of 10 or more. You can register on our Safe and Secure Conference website, which is www.fresharoma2013.com. FreshAroma2013.com. We have people coming from Uganda, Zambia, Namibia, South Africa, London, Denmark, and of course all over the USA. I've preached in many places, so people always want to know where I am, and many people come to this conference. But, you know, it's that hunger that they come with. And, you know, when there's that hunger and yearning, it really provokes such a mighty anointing, and we are so blessed that our opening night it will be our prophetess Juanita Bynum, and on Friday night she will also minister Pastor Sarah Morgan from California, Dr. Alan Bullock from right here in Dallas, and also Evangelist David Turner, who's a healing evangelist and very successful businessman and millionaire. So every session will be power-packed, dynamic. We've also have a phenomenal praise and worship team headed by my sister Nawina and her husband, and we've gotten all the worship leaders from different churches here in Dallas, because you know, Fresh Aroma is for the body of Christ. It's not just one church, one ministry. So that has been wonderful. I've attended some of their rehearsals. It's about a group of 12 to 14. You can imagine different musicians and instrumentalists just coming together, and what a sound of heaven they produce. So it's going to be, you know, worship dance, and the youth will present. It's just going to be awesome. And one of the exciting things about the conference is not just even the preaching of the word and great singing, but even the fellowshipping and networking. Right. There's a couple who are now married who met 3 years ago in a conference like this, and now they are married, and you know, it's just so there are connections you make. You know, it could be social connections, business connections, academic. You just never know who will change your destiny. So, again, listeners, if you're in Dallas, even if you're not in Dallas, it's not too late. Go onto our website and register today, www.fresharoma2013.com. And on Tuesday night during Solution, we'll have some of our speakers and psalmists like Sarah Morgan, David Turner, Brenda Ellis, just sharing what people can expect. So make sure to tune in to Solutions at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time next Tuesday here on Zambia Block Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, Pastor Marco. We have 2 minutes. I'm going to let my co-host maybe just make a comment, and then you can give us our closing remarks.
Thank you, Pastor Marco. You know, just thank you for being on the show, and I'm definitely going to be listening into your blog talk station as well, but you are such an inspiration, and I know I can see why you're good at what you do. I mean, just in the hour that you've been on our station, I'm very inspired. So, you know, thank you for all you do. I know a lot of the work that you do it goes unrecognized. So from the bottom of my heart, and Voice of Anakazi and Erica, thank you for all you do.
Wow. I'm so blessed to partner with you, Erica and Chipon. As I said at the beginning, you two are definitely making your mark, just empowering, encouraging, enriching women. Please keep at it. You know, one of the things my parents, both dad and mom, they always thought that when you have an opportunity, maximize it. Give it your best. And I see that's what you're doing. I feel your passion and your commitment. I don't believe in doing things half-heartedly. So that's why even for this conference, I mean, we've gone above and beyond. We started last year preparing because I believe in doing things in an excellent manner. So listeners, I just encourage you, if you're in school, study. If you're working, work. You know, let's give God our best. Let's not be half-hearted. Thank you again for the honor and the opportunity, Erica and Chipo.
Thank you so much. And we believe that we're purposed to do what we're doing, right, Chipo?
Yes, indeed.
Thank you so much. And thank you for joining us, listeners. And join us again at 9 a.m. Pacific time next week. Again, the same number, 347-3770. Thank you so much once again.
Thank you.
Oh,